views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Energy Works Radio with Atana Badili. Have you ever wondered what has been gripping your power and light, shutting you off from your potential? Wonder no more. Energy Works Radio with one of the world's leading healers and transformation catalysts, Atana, will help you map out a pathway to create the life you truly desire. Atana brings his ability to see energy patterns to help you become the conductor of your own higher self. Get ready to unhook from those limiting agreements and patterns to create a greater fullness of expression of your soul. Say yes to the creative energy within you and stand in the power of this place to honor your gifts, recognize your skills, and extend outward in the world. Why? For the highest good imaginable. Now here's your amazing host, Atana Badili.
Hello, hello. Here's Atana with my wonderful guest, Matt. I'm going to go right into the first thing that I'm going to start more often. First of all, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, we're going to send you some support right now. We're going to send you some healing intentions, healing energy, healing wishes, healing blessings. And first of all, give yourself a moment to receive these and these different energies and allow yourself to be adjusted, to be energized, to be part of this energy work that we're doing and the energy healing, and be part of this and be open. So let me welcome Matt Immersion to my show today. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
So I'm so glad to have you, Matt, and that you could make some time to be part of this radio show. We're gonna go in right into different topics of self-love, self-healing, and specifically part of that influenced into the education. So give me and my listeners an idea, Matt. What are you doing? What is your work? What is your purpose? What are you doing right now?
Wow. I live in Los Angeles, California, and I run an organization called Every Monday Matters, and which was inspired from a book that I wrote called Every Monday Matters that came out 10 years ago, which is hard to believe. And, you know, our mission is that we want to create a world where more people connect with how much and why they matter.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do that through a variety of programs to connect with people, to get involved.
Thank you. That's already a good description of what you're doing. And you're doing this, a lot of that, that's a nonprofit organization, and you're doing this also in the school system. You're doing this in, you're introducing this into organizations. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so at the core of what we do, I guess every year we sit around and we talk about. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you clearly now.
Okay, great. We talk about different words, and these are words that maybe people, individuals, or society kind of is saying, hey, we need more of this in our life. And we ask people all the time, like, what's one word you wish we saw more of? And they'll say, you know, love, honesty, tolerance. So we kind of collect these words throughout the year. And then at the end of the year, we pick 12 of them, and then those 12 words become our monthly themes for the upcoming year. And so then every month we'll have a theme, and then every Monday, you know, hence the name Every Monday Matters, will be a specific kind of call to action, if you will, to support whatever that monthly theme is. So this month, October, is Monday Gets Expressive. And today, being that it's Monday, the theme is invite new ideas. And so it talks about encouraging people to share their ideas, ask for new ideas, because everything starts as an idea, right? And so,
yes.
Or a feeling. And so when it comes to that kind of calendar of monthly themes and weekly focuses, the question becomes, how do we package that into a program that different audiences can participate in? And so in the schools, mostly K-12, and we have about just under 500,000 students in 45 states enrolled in our program. In the schools, we package that in the form of curriculum and school assemblies and professional development for educators. For companies, because a lot of companies want to improve their work cultures, and we go in and help them create a culture where people feel like they matter. That gets done in keynotes and team building events and weekly assets that are digital that get distributed, et cetera, et cetera. And then in our newest kind of lane, if you will, we're looking at bringing it into the for incarcerated youth and adults as well.
Wow. So you're expanding all the way into that system as well.
Yeah, I mean, what we look at honestly is where do we see people that maybe don't feel like they matter, or that think they matter but maybe for all the wrong reasons, and we try to figure out how to bring programming to them.
So awareness.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, is that the awareness of self-worth and self-love, or is that geared towards specifically self-love?
I think it's both. I mean, self-love to me is an interesting topic because, as an author as well, I'm writing my new book now, and they put my book in the category of self-help, which I guess in some ways is self-love. One of the challenges that I have with that is that I think that oftentimes self-help or self-love only has the arrows pointing towards self. And I don't think that that's completely how it works, because we don't live in an isolated world. It's not just me by myself on a deserted island. I live in a social construct, right? And so part of understanding myself, and I guess what we would say that I matter, part of understanding that I matter is understanding how I relate to other people, and also understanding how I connect to a larger humanity as well. And so in some ways, to me, part of self-love is also understanding social love.
Yes. Very good point. Yes.
Yeah, so everything that we do at Every Monday Matters, we kind of see through three lenses. One is I matter, one is you matter, and one is we matter. And I think it's those three perspectives. Because sometimes I find my self-love is the highest when I'm actually serving somebody else.
That's right, yeah, often. Well, thank you for bringing this in. Hey, we're gonna go into a break shortly. I wanna let people also know, how can they reach you? How can they support Every Monday Matters, and how can they get in touch with you guys?
Well, they can get in touch. The other thing I didn't mention is that anyone can be a part of Every Monday Matters, and they can simply go to our website, everymondaymatters.org, and there's a place there where you can sign up for our newsletter, and or if you use social media, you can follow us on social media. And as just an individual, every week you'll receive this kind of same dose of monthly themes and weekly focuses, and it doesn't cost you a penny. So our hope, everyone wants to know that they matter. It's not necessarily just maybe the obvious choices that you might think of, well, the homeless or people in prison or women fleeing domestic violence. I think all of us want to know that we matter and connect to that. And so it might be you know, the person behind, you know, the barista at Starbucks. It might be the stay-at-home mother or father. So we want to make it available for everyone to connect to at no cost to them. In terms of our programs that we're doing, particularly like in schools or in prisons, et cetera, where, you know, we're a nonprofit and those programs cost us money to create and to deliver, and we don't charge for those programs. And so that's where we rely heavily on donations and corporate partners and foundation partners and things like that.
Okay, so they can donate to on that website, and that's everymondaymatters.org.
Yes, there's a donate button up at the top, and mm-hmm. you know, like every nonprofit, you know, every little bit helps, and mm-hmm. you know, for $2, we can scholarship a student into our curriculum for the entire school year. So, you know, even $2 will make a difference for a young life out there that the donor may never meet, but it's making a difference for that student.
That's beautiful. Well, I'm sure our listeners are interested to know how to reach and how to support you, and also I believe to learn more about the movement of Every Monday Matters, and I'm sure into where it's morphing into right now, because you had like 10 years you running this whole system in schools, in organizations, corporations, and I'm sure you have now deeper insights and refinements that you're going to bring into the next project and into the next book.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to believe it's been 10 years, Atana, and I will tell you that one of the biggest changes, I will say, is that Every Monday Matters, you know, once my first book came out, the company itself was a for-profit, and we were selling all of our programs into schools, companies. It was all about sell, sell, sell. And one of the things that I realized was that I would come to work and I might as well have been selling widgets, because it was just about the sales funnel and money, money, money. So 3 years ago, actually, we transitioned the company from a for-profit to a non-profit organization. Mm-hmm. I think because I connected more deeply to the real work that we were doing, and I saw populations out there that didn't feel like they mattered, had terrible self-love, mm-hmm. but as a for-profit, we weren't going to go in there and be selling programs. And so mm-hmm. we transitioned from a for-profit to a non-profit just so we could find other funding sources to then provide programming to get people that otherwise would never get us.
So it's been
pretty significant changes, yeah.
Beautiful. Hey, we're going to go into a break shortly and then be right back with our wonderful guest, Matt Immersion, and Every Monday Matters. Thank you. Thank you, Matt. And thank you to our listeners.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Would you like to experience life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service? If you do, tune in to learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine is author of The Joy Chronicles, and she's inviting you and millions of others to join her in working with galactic masters, angels, and the Ashtar Command as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information about this upcoming event and broadcast, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, ELAINE.com.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now. Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I am so thrilled. I've had the honor of working with Leslie Fontaine for the past year or so, and what she has created in her hit program, Sheer Alchemy, transcends what most of us get to listen to or hear in any point in time in our lives. But beyond that, Leslie is working with people all over the world, and she has created something phenomenal based on the feedback and input from the Archangels, from the Ascended Masters, from the light beings, and most importantly, from each and every one of you. So if you want to change your life, if you're ready to step into your own version of Sheer Alchemy, please give Leslie a call at 678-665-3366. And why? Because this is what you're going to be prepared to do. Be amazed, and on your part, connect with the Ascended Masters that are there to help you custom make the life that you are meant to live.
And here we are back. I just got a very wonderful raw chocolate piece of chocolate with maca. I'm still enjoying it. Please eat healthy, by the way. I'm here with Matt Immersion. Matt, are you still there?
I am.
Awesome. Perfect. Matt, we talked briefly in the break, and we had a topic that arose. I would like us to go a little bit deeper into that, if that's okay with you.
Sure, of course.
All right. We talked about the organizations and the groups of people, population that don't feel really fully appreciated and matter. So, can you go into this a little bit more?
Yeah. So, you know, I think above and beyond the groups that we mentioned, from the incarcerated to the veterans to the homeless to even our elderly in our country today are very isolated and depressed, I believe that there's a lot of these populations that if we can engage them in programming on a weekly basis, kind of based on this I matter, you matter, we matter framework, all of a sudden they can begin to get that sense of appreciation back and significance and purpose back in their life. At the same time, I think one of the things that we're really careful about is a lot of times people will come to us and say, so Matt, when you're on the school campus, for example, you know, who needs this the most? Is it the kids who are like on free and reduced lunch plans? Is it mostly lower socioeconomic status? And I think that it's interesting because I don't believe that self-love or the sense of mattering is a demographic kind of thing. I actually prefer the term
psychographic, meaning we never really know where somebody's at. And I will tell you that I have met CEOs of companies, major companies. I've met the captain of the high school football team, starting quarterback, homecoming king, you know, definitely needs to go to Stanford or Harvard or Yale. And they're just as upside down and just as conflicted and confused as someone who you think might more obviously be that person. So it's not so much of what we do in our position in life, I think, that relates to this idea of I matter or self-love. So much of it is just how we're feeling inside.
So it could be like a phase in life that requires the readjustment of I matter, we matter, you matter, or self-love, self-worth.
Yeah, well, and I think, you know, self-love, self-worth, I think the key word in that is the word worth. Uh-huh. And you know, what do we value, right? Mm-hmm. And what is it that I'm trying to achieve that makes me feel worth or worthy or loved?
Yes.
And
yes.
And I believe in our Western culture, so much of that is around status and money and wealth and success. And I think that's part of this habit trail that we're stuck on, that as we amass more and more stuff, we don't necessarily feel more and more loved.
Yes. Yes. That's a very good point. And I want to go back with where you said serving is a very wonderful way of experiencing self-worth or higher levels of self-love or self-worth, or worth in general. And I want us to go back to the forces, the army and the military, the wonderful young men and women who serve the country and who go and come back. Are you working with these groups too?
We are starting to, yes. We are in our early research phase of that right now. And we've had some meetings, for example, with the Semper Fi Foundation and a couple other groups to kind of do the proper learning first. I think before we go into any of these target audiences, we have to first really understand the dynamics. Also, I think we have to understand what kind of services are being provided already and how are they working. Because at Every Monday Matters, kind of our motto is, let's figure out how we can activate the activators. And so if there are men and women already trying to help these men and women and they have certain infrastructure put into place, that's fantastic. Can we then go in there and partner with them to add this other layer of matterness, if you will, or mattering to what they're already doing to kind of help round out their program?
Mm-hmm. So what is your experience when... we talked briefly in the break about this. So when the veterans return or the military members return and they're becoming veterans, what is your experience? Obviously, you have studied this a little bit deeper and you're going into educating yourself or the organization about that too. What is your impression about what's happening and what needs to happen?
Well, I think for starters, you know, they're completely confused in terms of their identity. You know, when you are in the culture of the military, it's a very specific culture built on structure and rigor and hierarchies. And so I think when you come out of that and you kind of are into the free world, first of all, I think you kind of lose your compass because you were always being directed before. And so now... you're kind of the master of your domain. You're your own, you know, sergeant, if you will, of your life.
Yes.
No one's telling you what to do. So that construct is vastly different. I think also what you were valued for before inside the military might not be what you're valued for in civilian life. And so that can be extremely confusing in terms of, okay, now how do I know I'm doing a good job? And what am I supposed to try to be achieving now? I think also you know, I was with a group of SEAL Team 6 members down at Camp Pendleton in San Diego. You know, SEAL Team 6 members, these are the guys and gals who went in, you know, and got Bin Laden. I mean, these are the top mm-hmm. of the top. They shared stories of being shot out of submarines in these mm-hmm. little tubes, and then these tubes open up and they come out of them in scuba gear underwater, and they then take the shore and do their thing, and they come back, and you know, everything's chaotic, and every plan they had goes wrong, and it's constant decision making, you know, life or death situations. And one of the guys said, you know, how do I go from that environment to working for a company that takes 6 months to figure out their new letterhead?
Yeah, and, I hear
and,
you.
And, yeah. And the truth is, I don't know the answer to that question. I don't mm-hmm. know it.
So there's a readjustment that needs to happen.
Huge adjustment. And financially, unless they have a family that supports them, they have no money.
So when they come back, the contract is over and that's it?
That's it. They're done.
So tell me about the statistics. Tell me about the statistics that you had heard about about how many veterans really are becoming homeless.
You know, I don't know the newest numbers on homeless veterans. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, the most shocking one that I can't get out of my mind is that 22 veterans are committing suicide every single day in America. You know, and
wow.
if you think about 22 veterans a day, and let's say you know a commercial airplane carries 200 to 300 people. I mean, that's basically what every, you know, 10 to 15 days, it's like an mm-hmm. airplane full of veterans crashing. And mm-hmm. if that were happening, if every 10 to 15 days an airplane of veterans was crashing and they were all dying, it would be headline news.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's happening in this 22 per day kind of trickle, it's not mm-hmm. getting the attention I think it deserves.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And the PTSD and energy work that can help, and of course, Every Monday Matters is a powerful tool that could be really what people can enroll into. Hey, we're going to go into a break now shortly, and we'll be right back. Thank you so much, Matt. Thank you so much, your listeners.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever wanted to learn about the colors of your chakras? Well, now's your chance. Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, is hosting an event Friday, November 4th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in Mount Vernon. Every person will get a reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Join Lynn Brown November 4th at the Riverwalk Studio in Mount Vernon. To register for this event, call 360-588-4713. That's 360-588-4713.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Hello, hello. We are back. I'm here with Matt. Matt Immersion, Every Monday Matters. And before the break, we went into a little bit of a topic about the veterans and the returning military. And I would like us to go a little bit further into this, Matt, because I feel energy work, energy healing work, and being in a place where self-worth, self-love, being mattering to oneself and the community is very important, not just the moment when they ship off, great service, and once they come back, it's like, let's kind of not look at that too much, you know? Right. So if you want to go a little bit deeper into this, here is the space.
Yeah, I think that, I know that, especially with the work that you do and the energy work, certainly our veterans are, they need the work. They need your help. I believe that there are a lot of amazing organizations out there in across the country that are doing work for our veterans, providing them business suits, getting them resume workshops, doing interview practicing and things like that so they can get jobs. But at the end of the day, for me, I believe I don't care how nice your suit is or how good your resume is. If you don't feel like you matter, if you don't have a sense of self-love, you're not going to get that job. And so we can do all the external work that we want to do, but if we're not doing this internal transformation, I think we're not taking on the full issue.
Yeah, very, very good insight. So tell me, what would your program help with?
Well, I think there's a couple things. Again, back to the I, you, we matter. I think it's number one, connecting to these three perspectives. I'll tell you a funny story really quickly. I was in Las Vegas doing a keynote for a large national organization. There were a couple thousand people at the keynote. And afterwards, I had to use the restroom. And I was in the restroom where there were about 30 urinals on the wall of this massive bathroom at a casino in Vegas, and as I was at one of the urinals, another guy comes to the bathroom, and he decides to choose the urinal right next to me instead of any of the other 29 that he could have picked. So there was a bit of awkwardness going on, and posturing, if you will. And as we're both using the facility, he decides he wants to start to have bathroom talk with me, which became even more awkward. But then it became this amazing moment, because what he said to me was, hey, I've always had it my entire life that I had to learn how to love myself before I could learn to love other people. And in that moment, I was relieved, I guess, again, because I realized that he was in the audience of my keynote. And he's like, but you've taught me something different. You also taught me that by loving other people, I can learn to love myself.
Mm,
and
beautiful.
It was a very It was a very profound bathroom moment for two men to have. And as we know, men don't go to the bathroom together. but it was a profound moment, and I think it's so true that what we try to do is help to see all these different perspectives, and the arrows go both ways, not just in, they go in and out. I think that's the number one thing. I think the second thing is sometimes we know this stuff. We want to feel better. We want to serve other people. We want to look in the mirror and feel good about what we see. But unless there's some sort of program to it, it's really hard to just create on our own. I mean, that's why we hire personal trainers. You know, Atana, that's probably why you speak with people on a weekly basis. We need that routine. We need the constant reminder. And so with Every Monday Matters, I think that's part of our magic, is that every Monday we provide you something to start your week off inspired and to connect to these kind of topics. And it becomes this weekly repetition that you look forward to, almost like we're your coach, you know, helping you move along through this journey.
You know, that reminds me, Matt, that reminds me so much of the energy work that I'm teaching, because a lot of my energy work, I have people coming to me and saying, look, I feel the calling. I want to be an energy healer. I want to do energy work and start healing people. And a lot of the times, and that's a very noble intention, it's very powerful, and you can tell it comes from a deep place inside of their soul where they feel like, I want to serve. And I want to serve in the best way possible, holistically, to bring consciousness and awareness about the energy, the way to live, the way to eat, etc. So one of the first steps is, and that's very interesting. I didn't know about that. You have the I, we, you. A lot of the healing work that I'm doing is preparing the person for their self-healing. How more self-healing is being achieved in one system, how easier it is to do energy work on others, because you already are coming from a clearer place. That means you have less and less resonance to the dysfunction, and that gives you literally a clear canvas and more space where you can operate from to attract more healing, but also more awareness and also supply or distribute that into your community. A major part of the healing work, when I have somebody coming and say, I want to be an energy worker, I want to do energy work and energy coaching, that really requires self-healing work. That means the techniques, the systems that I have, the hand positions, they are really geared for self-healing first. And once that takes place, you're automatically being asked, what did you do? How did it happen that you feel better or doing better? Can you give me an insight too? And then automatically you're going to attract people who say, I want to be part of that.
You know, you made me think of something, Atana. I was thinking about you, actually, and now that I've gotten to know you now over the years, like, you've come to a place of awareness and healing that is obviously at amazing, beautiful levels. And all of a sudden I thought about, but what if Atana only kept that for himself? Like, would he feel fulfilled? Like, he's answering his calling, if you will. And I think the answer would be unequivocally no. But yes. I think it's through your sharing of this and impacting others around you, that is really where your fulfillment comes. And so, in a fulfillment, a sense of fulfillment and purpose is also like the ultimate sense of form of self-love, if it's fair to make that assumption, then it truly is through this impacting of other people that we might find our highest levels of self-love.
Yes. That's I'm just getting to this point now where the Atana method in January is going to be distributed to more teachers so that people can actually start doing the teaching process themselves. And it is a truly an epiphany when you get to this point where you realize the secret is to give the secret away. The secret is to give the teaching away and to have the people who are there with their passion, who want to support others with that same spark of intention and say, I want to go, I want to serve. I served myself, now I want to serve. And a lot of the times, and that's what I love in my energy work as well, Matt, is I'm teaching the person to give energy to another person, but not exclude oneself in that transmission. It's not like I'm giving my energy away and then I'm just going to end up exhausted. My whole alignment idea is energy flowing through me first, and then the overflow can go basically into the community. And that's why it's so important to do self-healing work on oneself and then, of course, on others, you know. So I think we have to go into a break shortly. Yeah, we're going to go into a break right now and be right back. Thank you so much, Matt, for being with me here. And thank you so much to our listeners. And thank you so much to God and the universe.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Bedili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Bedili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
And we are back. I'm Atana, your host. I'm here with Matt Immersion. Every Monday Matters. If you're interested in and more about what Matt does, go on the website www.everymondaymatters.org. You can donate there. You can find out more how you can be part of this movement and support him and the country and your society and, of course, yourself. And, hey, Matt, you're working on a new book right now. What is this about?
Well, the new book, it's not Every Tuesday Matters or anything like that, which is usually the first question people ask me. the new book is going to be called You Matter. And the working tagline is going to be something to the effect of discovering true significance in the culture of celebrities, social media, and selfies. And what I want to do is talk about what I have seen over the past 10 years, share stories of people I've met, and really bring together what I think are the reasons why we really matter, yet they might not be the things that we're really paying the most attention to and seeking. So there's going to be a chapter about relationships, a chapter about embracing our uniqueness, a chapter about legacy, about our faith in whatever form that looks, our words, our actions. So each chapter is kind of around you matter because this matters. And it'll be full of stories and insights. And it's about to be shopped to publishers in 2 days. So knock on wood, someone loves it.
Oh, good. Well, any publisher listening right now, well, snatch it up, get the book. It's going to get big. Matt is a wonderful being, wonderful human being, and supporting this country, supporting this community, many, many community. I'm sure it's going to spread worldwide because everybody and every person really needs to have that insight. And also getting into a system where the support is naturally given and, you know, and plentiful. So let's get this book published, get a good publisher, and then we're going to go move forward into that. Hey, Matt, what are the next dates of your organizational expression in form of talks or anything? When is that going to happen?
Well, you know, right now it's the fall, and so, you know, obviously the schools are up and students are going back to school, so we have a very big push on the education side right now. Our school curriculum is being downloaded in 45 states right now in our country, and six other countries as well. So a lot of our support we're doing right now is on the education side, and our team is working pretty hard. And quickly to that point, Atana, there's something you said at the end of the last session was, even when you're doing this kind of work where you're trying to help people connect to how much they matter, when you're trying to help people, you know, heal their energies, or if you're a doctor or a nurse or you're a teacher, when you're in these roles of service, of constant service, I think what you brought up that's so important is that we can't forget ourselves in that, because we can't serve from an empty bowl. And we have to continue to keep ourselves in mind as well. And as my team loves to throw out at me, is that unless you treat yourself like you matter, you can't help other people know that they matter as well. And so there's this fine balance that we have to maintain in order to you know, maintain that level of health.
That's absolutely right. Specifically when you're already serving, it's not like the exhaustion principle that you go for. It's not like the exhaustion, how more we exhausted, how more we feel we did. It's more you can serve effortlessly and be effective, and instead of depleting oneself or ourselves, we can be more effective and serve longer, actually, when we take care of ourselves, when we nurture ourselves, and from there on operate really where we have more than enough. And for more than enough, it's natural to give. And I think that's something that we want to balance specifically in the country. It's not like how more you have, how less you give, how less you have, how more you give. It's more like a balance. Like if you have more than enough, of course you want to serve and share.
Right.
And that's a mentality that has to be developed, because we're like in this process, when we start, we say, well, it's not enough, and that's lack consciousness. And a lot of these topics I work with when I do the classes, the energy healing classes and so, but I do want to make it also more accessible to more people, and where not just the people who can afford it, but everyone who is interested. And that's also going to be a nice next step. Hey, let me give you get a couple of dates out there that I need to do right now for November, because in November, what is it, 18, 19, 20, we have a 3-day energy healing class coming up. And then in January 13 to 17, a teacher training, where literally I'm giving the secret away to the teachers that are going to be the future teachers and going to educate future energy workers, energy healers. And then I'm going to just say, I'm here to support, but you guys going to go into the front lines and do the healing work and the teaching. What do you think about this, Matt?
Sign me up. How's that? Save me a spot.
I can also say, hey,
if anyone listening has never worked with Atana, I would say start working with him. He's amazing, life changing, absolutely. And the work we've done, both myself and my wife, has had such a profound impact on us as a couple and also as individuals. And so go to his website, pick up the phone, send an email or something, because and then get ready for a wild ride, because it's life-changing stuff. So, Atana, thank you for what you've done for us, too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Also, Matt, tell me what you're doing in Seattle. What's going on there?
Yes, really, Seattle and all of Washington State. Interestingly enough, I was asked to come speak at Secretary of State Kim Wyman. She's the Secretary of State of Washington, at a breakfast she was having to kick off what's called the Washington State Combined Fund, which is an automatic payroll deduction donation kind of platform they do for all state employees. And so came up there and did a keynote. And what happened from that is a couple things. Number one, a lot of educators have now learned about our school curriculum, and we are about to roll out a ton of schools. We've already rolled out a lot, but it's about to go potentially statewide in the state of Washington. But then another interesting thing that's happened is what I didn't realize is that they were recording my keynote, and they played it on Washington Public Television. And inside the prison system of Washington, inmates can watch Washington Public Television. And so I received a handwritten letter from a gentleman at Stafford Creek Penitentiary in Aberdeen, Washington, and asking me if I would come there to speak to the other inmates, because it was so profound for him when he watched my keynote. He said he makes $14 a week, but he offered to, or I'm sorry, $14 a month, but he offered to go on a payment plan with me. So I decided just to kind of surprise him and show up there. And I was up there about 2 weeks ago, spoke to about 150 to 200, inmates at the prison. And now they've asked us to come back and to create an Every Monday Matters program there at Stafford Creek that then can be taken out to all the other prisons of Washington. And so we're doing that now in the state. And then also we're talking to some amazing organizations and companies in Seattle. Obviously, there's some big companies up there. And for us to kind of go in to a city like Seattle or to a state like Washington, as we can partner with the schools, partner with the companies, partner with the other institutions like the prisons, get the community involved, it really takes all of these different pieces to come together to say, hey, let's spread this message and let's help everyone here understand how much they matter. And so it takes a community to do it, that's how we change the community. So we are super excited about what's happening up in Seattle and the state of Washington and Olympia and everything.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful, man. Keep up your good work. We are so grateful that you had time to be on the show. You're not just my friend, but you're a friend of humanity. I highly recommend look Matt up, look his organization up. EveryMondayMatters.org. Donate, support this cause, and publishers, to snatch up his book. It is gonna be very, very good. Very good for karma and very good for humanity.
Thank you for listening to Energy Works Radio with Atana Badili. Each show, Atana provides listeners with live energy healing meditations and tools to shed the layers of limitation and reveal the powerful life force within that can conceive, achieve, and activate you for an amazing life. For more information and to book a session with Atana, please visit AtanaMethod.com. That's AtanaMethod.com. And tune in next time for Energy Works Radio with Atana.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.